Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Well, happy hump day indeed, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday installment of the BTN News Show.
I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger.
It is the 14th of December, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes.
Well, all of our BTN listeners stateside, get ready for the bloody BritBox. Hooray!
What is the BritBox?
Well, it's a combination of the BBC and ITV. And as you probably guessed already, it is a streaming service coming to the US.
So what will the BritBox be like? Well, it'll be a little lovely polished Netflix of all Britishness.
Users will be able to watch a wide range of BBC and ITV's programming, including their premium dramas, as they're saying, and sitcoms. On top of that, though, of course, the service will host an archive of material, including classic premium BBC dramas. No word yet how much we're going to be seeing from the ITV back catalog. Now, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to enjoy this streaming British goodness until after Christmas. In fact, sometime in 2017 is actually when it's going to launch. And the price? Well, it's yet to be disclosed.
Well, we were just saying a few days ago, scratch the AirPods off your list, and lo and behold, Apple said, hey, here they are. And you might as well scratch them off your list again.
Why? Well, because they're not going to be shipping for about another 4 weeks.
Yes, yesterday, Apple launched on its website those AirPods for $159. And at first, they said the estimated delivery would be around December 21st.
And a lot of people thought, woo, in time for Christmas. Yeah, that lasted about 4 seconds.
Because after you placed your order, it quickly slipped down to about 4 weeks before you get your order.
Now, it's a little different over there in the Eurozone. Places like Finland, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and the Netherlands, you could face about a 2-week delay, but you're still not going to probably be getting them by Christmas.
Well, Google made it official yesterday. They are getting out of the self-driving car business.
Actually, what they're doing is just kind of creating a whole other company, really.
That company is called Waymo. It sounds like a surfer name, doesn't it?
Waymo! Right on!
Yes, Google said it would be spinning off its 6-year-old self-driving project to a standalone business called Waymo.
What does Waymo stand for? Well, it's supposedly a new way forward in mobility.
So where does this leave Google? Well, pretty much where we thought it would leave them. Doing all the software bits and then saying, here, you can have it, you can buy it, and you can put it in your own car.
Yes, you find trendy folks out there on Snapchat. And I'm not part of you, sorry. I think I'm too old for it. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, if you've been longing for those good old group conversations, well, now you can. And with up to 16 people, too, with probably about 13 of them not even really your friends.
With the new group conversations, you can share your images, voice clips, stickers, videos.
Or you can just do the thing we used to do 20 years ago, just have a good old regular chat.
Now, if you're worried about your group conversations, no need to worry about it. 24 hours later, everything that you've said underneath the sun will be completely wiped away.
That is, unless somebody of the 16 people that you're chatting with takes a screenshot.
Yeah, didn't think about that one, did we?
And finally, time for our crap for Christmas on this hump day edition of the BTN News Show. Now, yesterday we were talking about unicorn meat, so I thought we'd sort of stay in that whole realm of what we eat on Christmas Day, or what we may not eat. And what pops into mind that we always see there and we never touch? Yep, fruitcake.
There's always somebody that brings a damn fruitcake and it just sits there and looks pretty, but nobody ever touches it. Why? Because fruitcakes are kind of meh.
Well, now food doesn't have to be wasted thanks to the inflatable fruitcake. Yes, it's an approximately 9-inch long, looks like the real thing fruitcake once you pump a whole bunch of air into it.
So what's this inflatable cake gonna cost you?
$12, I know. Seems like, yeah, and I still gotta add air, right?
But think about it long term.
You can keep using this fruitcake over and over and over, and you never have to give anybody that brings a real fruitcake a fake compliment ever again.
If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com.
The official British Tech Network website, BritishTechNetwork.com, the destination for all the great BTN content.
Get on over there, check it out for yourself. You have no idea what you're missing if you haven't been on over to the BTN Network.
You can like our Facebook page, too, of course, at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger.
And don't forget about our BTN community. All the fine folk are over there. Get on over there and start start chatting up with them. Forget that Snapchat crap. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. As you guys know, Thursday, we won't have a show for you tomorrow. Sorry about that. But we will be back on Friday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. Oh, wait, what am I saying? 48 hours. Yeah, 2 days.
I'm losing my mind.
But until then, only 11 days to Christmas. You best get that fake fruit cake ordered right now. Enjoy your hump day, and thank you very much for listening.